Thank you very much. I am proud to succeed President Carter Davidson, whose predecessor I once was, though that may sometime be forgotten. You speak of my being a son of Illinois. I must repeat a story that I have told many times and shall repeat, I think, for the last time here. I was asked to speak in Chicago on Washington's or Lincoln's birthday twice in one day. In the morning, I was introduced, as I've just been introduced, as a son of Illinois. Unfortunately, I told a story, which I got from the Agricultural Department, about the difficulty of raising crops in the farther west on account of the drought. They tried the experiment of planting potatoes and onions in alternate rows. The potatoes near the, very close to the onions, which were the Samson onions, and they were so strong that they brought water to the eyes of the potatoes and irrigated all the land about. I was introduced in the evening as a gentleman from New York, but I wish to say to you that my roots, and my prairie roots, are in the Midwest. More than a half a century ago, when I was a freshman, fresh from the farm, as you've been told, a freshman in Knox College, Melville B. Anderson, the professor of English literature, in this very building, assigned a book to me to read and write about. It was Parkman's Oregon Trail. I then read everything else of Parkman's that I could find, and especially his Pioneers of France in the New World. I have never since been free of the spell of his entrancing sentences as he describes a dramatic chapter in the history of the country we know so well. In these words, a boundless vision grows upon us, an untamed continent, vast wastes of forest verdure, mountains silent in primeval sleep, river, lake, and glimmering pool, a wilderness of prairie mingling with the sky. The reading of words like these led to some lectures that I gave later in France on this great valley, which these pioneers evoked from the unknown. Standing in the amphitheater of the Sorbonne in Paris, I spoke to descendants and countrymen of these French makers of this America. I spoke to them as a son of the Mississippi Valley, as a geographical descendant of France, whose commission to speak was given of my love for the boundless stretch of prairie and plain, whose virgin soil, as you've been told, I have broken with my plow. Of the lure of the waterways and the roads where I have followed the boats and the trails of the French voyageur and the coureur de bois, and of the possessing interest of the epic story of the development of that most viral democracy known to the world, the divine river discovered, now known as the Illinois, discovered by the French, ran near the place of my birth. My county was that of La Salle, a division of the land of the Illinois, that is, the land of men. De Tocqueville, the statesman and political writer, in his famous work on democracy in America, said of this valley that it was, upon the whole, the most magnificent dwelling place prepared by God for man's abode, watered by a river which, like a god of antiquity, dispenses both good and evil, as we have been made well aware in the last few weeks. A valley destined, as he prophesied, to give the world a field for a new experiment in democracy and to become the heart of America. That you may know that in that city, which was the home of the first of the great medieval universities, I remembered gratefully this valley and this very place. I take a page from the book, quoted, quoting myself, in that famous university, of the lectures given in that university. Here are these few lines. In the midst of that valley is a college town. It was identified in the footnote as Galesburg, Illinois, planted by a company of migrants from an older state, 75, now 100 years ago, who bought a township of land, founded a college, and built their homes about it on the wild prairie. It has now 30,000 inhabitants and is an important railroad as well as educational center. It was nearly 50 years old when I entered it as a student. That I studied Greek did not keep me from knowing well a carpenter. That in spare hours I learned a manual trade did not bar me from the homes of the richest or the most cultured. Once when a student, because of some little victory, I was received by the mayor and committee of citizens of that city, but the men of the engines in the shops and on the engines in the yards blew their whistles. When I went back to that college, I say, as president, it was not remembered against me that I sawed wood or had driven a plow. I knew all the conductors and most of the engineers and brakemen on the railroads. I knew every merchant and nearly every mechanic, as well as every lawyer, judge, and doctor. Men had to be sure their preferential associations, but these were personal and not determined of vocation or class. I received, when in Paris, by the same mail, a resolution of felicitation from a Protestant body of which I was a member in this town, and later, like felicitations from the Catholic parish priest of the same town. I do not know how better to illustrate to those who are working at the problem of democracy in other valleys how democracy has wrought for itself in that valley of neighborliness and resourcefulness and plenty. The professor who assigned the book to me, which changed the course of my life, said in a letter to me a short time before his death, in response to my letter of gratitude, "You are not like the river Oxus in Matthew, Arnold, Sohrab, and Rustum, which, when it was nearing the sea, forgot the rock in the Palmyra that changed its course. We who are gathered here in the heart of America, from near and far, some of us approaching the sea of eternity into which all mortal life flows, are grateful to the rock in the Palmyra, Knox College in Galesburg, Illinois, which changed our course when we had far to go, some of us, before we should come to the ocean that leans against the sky. We are all grateful to Edward Colwell, who has gathered and given to Knox College a library of the Middle West to keep forever in the heart of America."
Thank you, Dr. Finley. Friends, you have just heard Dr. John H. Finley speaking to you as part of the centennial celebration of Knox College in Galesburg, Illinois. The program is reaching you from the Knox campus through WLS, the voice of Prairie Farmer, Chicago.